Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker to bring us back. Can't you just see him knocking that one out? Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for being part of our day. Ken Grombach is here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Ken's the author of The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. He is an original founding member of Our Brain Trust, more than 16 years. He's been joining us and talking about these issues. KGCDirect.com is his website. Ken, thanks again for staying with us. Ken, one of the things that I'd like to make sure we do is explain to small business owners who listen to the show, who show up, you know, to listen, thinking they're going to get something out of small business. They hear you and me talking about Putin and Russia, and they think that this is something that, you know, that maybe if they wanted to, they could listen to on CNN or Fox. But I want you to help me make the case for why what you were talking about and what we need, what we're doing here, matters to small business owners out here on Main Street in America. What do you think?
The big picture is simple, Jim. The Americas, specifically the United States, but the Americas, Canada, United States, Mexico, Central and South America, will become the center of the earth. And it's not that far off. Mm-hmm. Probably already is. You have, where are people that have brains and money going if they live someplace else? If they live in China, where are they going? Well, they're going to Springfield, Mass. To build a factory.
And they're sending their kids to America to get master's degrees.
Exactly. And the kids, you know, I was up in a college up in
MBAs, I should say.
Yeah. In Massachusetts for manufacturing, and lots of kids had displays, I would say 75% of them were Asians. And I asked the kids, I said, are you staying here or going back? And they said, oh, no, we're not going back. We're staying right here.
Mm-hmm.
If you have half a brain, you have money from China, you come in here. If you have half a brain, you have money from any of Eastern Europe, including Russia, you're coming here. EU, in 4 or 5, 6, 7 years, when the Muslim influence becomes really, really strong,
yep.
The people with money and brains are coming here.
I started telling people 10 years ago, more than 15 years ago, that if you want to see Europe the way you think it is, with all the charm and the history and the way you see it on television, so to speak, as you've always thought of it, if you haven't been to Europe and you want to see it like that, you better go now.
Yeah, you know, so it's past that already, Jim.
That was 15 years ago I said that.
Yeah, half the kids on the streets in France, one half, 50% of the kids on the streets in France are Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the cops really don't even know how to deal with it. So
and they're unemployed Muslim youth.
That's correct.
Yeah.
The French did not have children. It sucked in immigrants like a vacuum because...
But they're not assimilating. But now, let me ask you a question. Is Russia assimilating?
Where?
Are they assimilating their immigrants?
Yeah. In fact, a lot of the immigrants are in their military. So, yes.
Yeah.
And big picture, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, see, Russia's always been a blend. And so, yes, in the former Soviet Union was, you know, multiple countries.
Of course, ethnic. Right,
yeah. So, bottom line, for your small business listeners right now, what I tell folks across the land, and I speak all over the United States, and I speak to small businesses, small manufacturers, mm-hmm. small grocers, small people, is don't be afraid of making capital expenditures. Don't be afraid of adjusting your business to the new generations, because the time to do that is right now, because mm-hmm. our economy is solid and it's going to get better, a lot better.
Right. I agree with you. No, I've been thinking a lot about that. It does trouble me when I hear the president of Brazil backing up Putin's play, though.
Who cares?
Yeah.
But it's like one thug to another. I mean,
well, I know, yeah. But when you talk about the Americas, this is the time when America should be redoubling our relationships with other people in this hemisphere.
It's something I don't understand. I don't know why we let, for instance, Mexico get as lawless as it is. Yeah. I don't know that.
I agree with that.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that. It makes no sense that there's a big problem there.
But no, Ken's right, folks. These are issues that are going to affect you and your business, and from a global economic standpoint, as well as a global demographic standpoint. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure, my friend.
Come back soon. Hey, when's the new book going to be out?
New book should be out in the summer.
Okay, so we're going to launch it on this show, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Ken Grombach, ladies and gentlemen, The Age Curve. Better get his last book before the new one comes out, because you're going to want it. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.